Good morning. Well, in our readings, we heard about Jesus' birth, but we've also heard already as well about a number of others who were part of what happened that first Christmas. So, of course, as we've already guessed earlier, there were the angels. There were the shepherds. There was Mary. And of course, the wise men. Well done. Rapid costume change, very well trained. The angels praised God for the baby Jesus. So in our reading from Luke, we're told that a massive number of angels appeared in the night sky and praised God for what he'd done in sending Jesus. They were unbelievably excited at the news that Jesus, God's Saviour, had been born. So this Christmas, there's lots of things to get excited about, aren't there? Are you excited about going home for your Christmas dinner? Oh, yes. Are you excited about having some more presents later on? Oh, yes. Are you excited about all the people you're spending the day with? Oh, dear. And of course, it is really exciting, isn't it? Most of us will really enjoy today. We'll enjoy the presents and the food and the company. And those are really wonderful things. But have you stopped to think about being excited about Jesus being born? Can you honestly say that you are excited about Jesus? We can praise God too, along with the angels, for sending Jesus to be our Saviour. So the shepherds investigated the baby Jesus. We're told that when the shepherds heard the news that Jesus had been born, they decided to travel to Bethlehem to see for themselves what had happened, to experience what God had announced to them. And when they'd seen it for themselves, they went and told other people. The shepherds checked out what they'd heard about, and they came away with something they wanted to share. We can read the Bible stories about Jesus for ourselves. We can learn about what happened when he grew up, what he went on to do. We can check out the truth of the Christian faith for ourselves. And if you want one of the Gospels to do that this Christmas, there's some at the back that you can take. Investigate the Christian faith further on the basis of what you've already heard. And if we do that, then we too can discover something that we want to share with other people. So Mary pondered on what she'd heard and treasured all of these things in her heart. Does she look like she's pondering? I couldn't really see. Oh, yes, very good. Mary received some unexpected visitors and heard what the angels had said about her son Jesus. And she treasured all of those things. She reflected on everything that had happened, on everything she'd heard. And she pondered on it. Why not spend some time pondering on these things yourself this Christmas, reflecting on what it all means? Not just a nice story, but the most significant moment in history for the whole world. Events that matter just as much today as when they first happened, that first Christmas. And of course, there is a real danger that we hear these readings at Christmas, but we don't really hear them. We fail to respond because they're just a part of our cozy Christmas routine. Can I encourage you to take some time to ponder afresh, to actually let them impact on your life? Because the more you revisit them, the more you'll find there is to discover. Unending treasure. Well, last but not least, the wise men worshipped the baby Jesus. In Matthew, we're told that the wise men saw Jesus, and when they came and saw him, they fell down and worshipped him. They recognized that although he was just a tiny child, he was different from any other child because he was God's king. So this Christmas, let's make sure that we worship Jesus. It's really easy to get distracted by all the wonderful things there are to enjoy, and we should enjoy them, we should celebrate. But the most wonderful thing is the gift of Jesus, born as a baby, but now the Lord who reigns at God's right hand on high. The Lord, the King of all things. So let's bow down ourselves and worship him this Christmas. So the angels burst forth in praise. The shepherds investigated. They checked out for themselves what they'd been told. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The wise men came and worshipped the King of Kings. Don't let the real wonder of Christmas pass you by this year. God entered into the world out of love for you. Praise him. Investigate further. Reflect and ponder. Worship him and discover something worth sharing. Amen.